Gives me an opportunity to welcome in the members of the staff of the City of Bartlesville. City manager is out today, but filling his shoes, or at least that responsibility role-wise on this program, Mike Bailey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. I believe I've said it before, but to say that I'm a poor man's Ed Gordon is a vast overstatement. I don't know that I even fit into that category. So.
Well, welcome in nonetheless. Thank you for taking on that responsibility and that role for the next 30 minutes anyway. And you can drop it in 31 if you choose to.
That's it.
But as we look at the month of October, several things either going on or coming up schedule-wise. I know you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but I want people to not forget, maybe get out their phone and mark the dates during a certain week when fall leaf collection's coming up, right?
You're exactly right. Fall leaf collection, I know we talk about it just about every time, but there's a reason for that. People really do get upset when they miss that. It's very important, especially if you're in a neighborhood that has a lot of trees. So,
and there aren't too many of them that don't have a lot of trees.
No.
If it's a neighborhood that's been in existence for more than 6 or 7 years.
There you go, which is the vast majority of Bartlesville. So November 13th and 17th is our free leaf collection. That is for leaves. And it is for leaves and grass only. Mm-hmm. There's no charge. You just set it out on your normal collection day. No need for the stickers on this particular day. Again, it is during that week only. The only exception to that is that we will go ahead and do that again December 18th through the 22nd. So free leaf collection November 13th through 17th and December 18th through the 22nd on your normal collection day.
Okay, and again, if you have... I'll say limbs and twigs. I believe it's, what is it, 3 foot limit on length?
3 foot. Yep, 3 foot. So, but and as you said, this is October, and so a lot of people think about Halloween during this period of time, and you're starting to see the decorations. And
I get a question every year from at least 3 or 4 callers as far as an officially sanctioned Halloween in Bartlesville. And correct me if I am incorrect, but there is no official sanction.
There is no official day, and that is one. We get that call also, and it always surprises me. Halloween is the day that Halloween is. Now, I realize that some of the churches and things will celebrate on different dates, but there is no official date. Apparently, that is a thing in some communities where the city council determines the date for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I think this city council would be aghast if we asked them to determine what day Halloween was on.
I will not put words in this council's mouth. However, I have worked in other communities where city chose to designate that if you're going to take the youngsters out for trick-or-treating, that they would prefer, this day, that day, whatever.
Yeah, well, now we do have several events going on, and I know Shelley probably has some things on her list. We're going to talk to her here in a minute about the library and the museum and the things that they have coming up.
For those that did not get, since we didn't lay any groundwork for it, Shelley McGill, our PR or HR director and library director, is in the studio with us as well.
Like many in the city, many hats. So, but the last week, I was out of town, so I missed it, and I really wish that I hadn't, but they had wanted to take a minute to thank everyone who was involved in organizing the Ghost Walk. They added the city hall to Ghost Walk this year. My understanding is it went very well, and I did want to thank them. I know that that's a great event, a great resource in the city. The person that I dealt with in particular was Elizabeth, it is Thrash now.
Yes.
I almost messed that up.
Names change, but the face remains the same.
That's it. That was it. And I know there was more than just her, but she was the one that coordinated with the City of Bartlesville. So wanted to thank her and everyone who was involved in that, and won't attempt to name any more because I will get it wrong. But so that was, it was a great event from everything that I've heard.
It has a great history, and as long as they would like to continue it, I think people will participate.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about it. And speaking of participating, the City of Bartlesville recently received a significant grant through Phillips 66, and wanted to take a moment to thank them as well. This was not just any grant. This was a grant that allowed the police department to replace all of the department's radios. The radios that we had were at the end of life, and we were needing to replace those in one way, shape, or form. They stepped up, allowed us to do that, not only to replace them, but to upgrade them. Now the officers, no matter what building they're in, no matter where they are, even if they're outside of our service area by a little bit, the communication is vastly improved. And again, that would not have been possible without Phillips 66. And we are ever grateful for their involvement in our community.
Some of the information that I know came along with that announcement of the radio equipment talked about what they believe to be an increased reliability factor on these radios. Radio equipment, communications radios are rated on factors like mean time between repairs and that sort of thing. And I think also the comment was made that these, in computer language, boot up faster.
Yeah, it's, the officers are very thankful for those, of course, that for them, a radio can be a lifeline, and also for us when they're responding to a call that involves a citizen. So it was a very important upgrade, and again, it was something that we would not have been able to have done, at least in the time that it was done, without the assistance of Phillips 66.
And I think that grant, because it allowed you to buy them all at the same time, you're getting the same, everybody gets the same equipment. It's not like, okay, I got, you know, brand A or model A and you got model Y, and what's the differences between the two? They look the same, but they're different.
It really does help when they have those. They're interchangeable in those ways. There's certain things that we buy, and typically it is law enforcement that we want to buy them all at once and all at the same time. Most of the things in the city, we want to spread out so that we're buying an equal number every year, but you're correct. The police department, the computers that go in the cars, the radios that they utilize, their equipment, we tend to try to make sure that it is uniform throughout so that it's interchangeable when we need to.
Okay.
Another thing that the police department is involved in is what is called Take Back Day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with that, Take Back Day is essentially a day that is established so that the you can dispose of any unwanted prescription medications, whether it's yours or somebody else's. This is a completely anonymous program.
How you got it doesn't matter.
We do not care. It is simply an opportunity to dispose of it. This is between the Bartlesville Police Department and the local Walgreens, and so the event is set for 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on October 28th. It'll be in the Walgreens parking lot. If you're not familiar with that, that's located on the northeast corner Frank Phillips Boulevard and U.S. Highway 75.
Since we have two Walgreens stores, that's important.
Yep, important to make that distinction. This is for pill and patch forms of medication only. They won't accept liquids, needles, or, please, no sharps.
Yeah, I believe that. Leave those, we'll dispose of those differently.
That's right.
But another opportunity besides the event that typically goes on in observance of Earth Day in April, when you can also turn in medications. But again, it keeps things out of the hands of people that shouldn't have it. And also, because it's anonymous, basically they will accept it. We're not asking, for the doctor's prescription and what hospital did you get this from or anything.
Nobody's
like that.
Taking notes about who drops off what, so we will accept anything at that point in time.
From a Crime Stopper's point of view, I like it.
Oh, I think it is a great opportunity. And again, we like to thank Bartlesville is a great community. There's a lot of partnerships, and in this instance, it's Walgreens who has really stepped up, and we really appreciate their coordination on this. So the last little bit of news that I have before we'll hear from Shelley is Lee Lake. Many people have probably heard, but the water levels on Lee Lake had dropped significantly. It turns out that there is a pipe, there that is intended to serve as both the overflow, so when the lake gets too full, it drains it out, and also that it could be used to drain the lake in the event that it needed to. The pipe is made of segmented concrete. The segments have separated in this concrete pipe. It is now draining, and the lake levels were dropping precipitously. We have plugged that pipe as a temporary fix that has slowed this down. However, the water does continue to drain out. It is much slower now, but now it has infiltrated the gravel in the base where the pipe is actually seated. So we have a pretty good job ahead of us to fix that. We are working with Triangle. That was the company that originally constructed the lake. They've been very responsive and very reasonable in their prices to come in and help us with this issue. So we expect to get started on that relatively quickly. People will notice that we'll close off the area around the inflow, which if you've never paid attention to it before, it has a little metal bridge that goes out to it, and it's on the north side of the lake. That area will probably be closed for quite some time. We'll build an earthen peninsula around it to try to seal that off temporarily. We'll have to go in and excavate it, and the pipe will be replaced rather than being segmented concrete. The first probably 20 feet of it we'll replace with more of a PVC type pipe, so something that most people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete pipe works well as long as it's seated in an area that it doesn't shift. This, unfortunately, was a very silty soil. So
my word's not an engineer's, but concrete pipe generally would last a long time. But
absolutely,
like you said, if it's segmented, then there's that chance for leakage, shifting
around all those joints. That's exactly what we've done. Strangely enough, I talked to somebody at the at Green Country, and they're having a similar issue with theirs, but it's in the segment that actually stands up in their lake. So we're not alone in this. We were as soon as we figure out how to fix ours, we're going to advise them on how they can do the same with theirs. So it but that I realize that is somewhat disconcerting to see the lake levels dropping when we've had as much rain as we have. We don't want people to be alarmed. We are addressing that, and it should be corrected.
We got 2 inches of rainfall Saturday, so that'll bring it up a little bit.
There you go. That helped offset it just a little bit. So, and with that, I do have here with me, as you mentioned earlier, we have Shelley McGill, who is Shelley McGill of many hats. And today she comes wearing her hat, where she is our library, museum, and cemetery director. So,
Not cemetery.
That's right. Sorry. See, things, everybody has many hats. I can't even keep track of them all anymore.
Old data. Anyway, good morning, Shelley.
Thank you. Welcome.
Were you ever cemetery director?
I was for a short period of time.
That's what I thought,
so, yes.
But yeah, it was a more of an interim job, kind of like Lisa's interim parks director.
She really fought to keep that cemetery job, too.
I really enjoyed it.
Well, it can be fun. Yeah, I can see that. But we're talking primarily library this morning, right?
We are. I want to start off by a moment of thanks. Last week, Governor Fallon declared it Friends of the Library Week, and we have a great group of friends at the library, and they support our library very well and provide us additional operating money and people to help us get our library mission done. So want to give a very warm thank you to our friends who exist and work very hard and don't always get the thank you that they need.
One of their most visible projects, it may or may not be their best fundraiser, but their most visible project is their periodic book sale.
Yes. Every Wednesday they have a book sale here at the library, and they sell children's books for a quarter each, and they sell DVDs and regular books. So if you would like to enhance your collection, you can usually walk out of there and spend a dollar or two and have a great amount of books.
If you find that you have too many of books you haven't read for a while on your shelf at home, can you donate those books?
Oh, yes. We get donations of books and movies and games and all kinds of things. And we add some to our collection, and the others that we already have in our collection or maybe don't meet our collection criteria get donated to the friends, and then they are sold.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. So I know you've got all kinds of things going on here, and I'm just going to start with the programs and kind of let you work at it from there.
Great. We had another program over the weekend that was very well attended. We had, for about a year, we accepted Lego donations, and we got very, very many Lego donations. It was just amazing what the community pulled together and gave us.
Well, see, it's not your grandchildren's Legos anymore either.
No, they're not. So we cleaned them all up and sanitized them, and that took quite a while because when we took down that booth of Lego collections, we had more than we thought. And so we got them all organized, and we had our first Lego kickoff party over the weekend. And I got to tell you, we had almost 200 kids show up for that Lego party. It was kind of one of those things where we were very blessed and kind of surprised. I guess really that was a Thursday-Friday project. It was the fall break for the kids. I misspoke. That wasn't Saturday. But we are having the Lego Club starting next month. The second Saturday of every month, we're going to have kids come in, and we're going to have a structured and unstructured Lego Club time. And we're going to have many different programs. If you'll watch that coming up, I think your kids will really enjoy the ability to build and kind of learn at the same time.
Well, and some of the Lego projects that I have seen built by youngsters, it's amazing the things that they do with Legos that, thanks to, I'll say, I don't know, whatever it is, I'm just calling it second generation Legos. They're more than just the little rectangular blocks that I grew up with.
They are. Some of them are having lights, and they're coding with Legos these days. So we don't have those yet, but I imagine they're probably coming. So it'll be a fun time and some good STEM activities.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. And thanks to the library staff, first of all, for supporting it. That's great.
Well, We're happy to do that, and we love doing things that help our community.
And I know you have a lot of partnerships out there in the community as well.
We do. We have a partnership we're in right now with the Children's Musical Theater. They're doing a production of the best Christmas pageant ever, and that production will be on November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd. So what we're doing is we're doing programs every weekend playing up to that event. The next one is on Saturday at 2 o'clock. We're going to be making some Christmas crafts, and we're going to be filming some kids reviews of the best Christmas pageant ever book. So it's a one book, one Bartlesville. We brought that back, and we're hoping the whole community reads the book and kind of gets into the mindset of Christmas and Thanksgiving and those kinds of things.
I'm guessing on the number of years that we started that up. Back, I'm going to guess 10 to 12 years ago, you started it off with, I believe it was To Kill a Mockingbird, and then it kind of grew from there.
It has been that long, yes.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that you'll enjoy the weekend events we have every Saturday or Sunday playing up to that production, and that you'll enjoy that production coming up. We also are partnering with the Price Tower and doing their Trunk or Treat event this Friday night. Mm-hmm. And that should be a great place to take your kids, a safe place to come and trick or treat with the kids. And of course, you know me, I signed up to do a trunk, and I didn't realize, well, now you just don't open your trunk, you decorate your trunk and you dress up. And so I'm working on all those things, but it's a great thing to and a fun thing for the kids.
You've got all week, it's fine.
That's right. And so now also, we'll have a library and reading stories to them. They're going to sit in the AT&T building lobby area where it's kind of dark and a little spooky. Mm. And they're going to have a show after it gets dark at 7:30. I believe it's Casper, if I heard right.
Oh.
So it's just a fun time for your family to come out and trick or treat with the kids and then hang out for a while.
Well, and depending on who's reading the story and what all they're reading, it's a lot of fun for everybody. Mom and Dad will have a great time.
We're hoping so. We are hoping so.
I hope you have a great Vincent Price somewhere along the line to read the stuff.
One thing we're also doing, we're really seeing great results with our Tai Chi classes. We're having those every Thursday at 10 a.m. And Tai Chi is not an extremely hard exercise, but mm-hmm. it's one for balance and for some mental health as well. And so hope you'll come and try a Tai Chi class on Thursdays at 10. Of course, they're always free, and we would love to have you come try that with us.
And like all of the Oriental arts, I think it's a matter of, it's kind of a mind-body experience. You're doing a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of the movements, at least in my limited experience, very precise. There is an exact way to do it right.
There is.
Yeah.
And we have an instructor there teaching you how to do that. And I don't think it's something that a lot of people have done, so you don't have to be embarrassed by not knowing what to do, because I just don't think anybody knows. So it'll be fun.
Okay. Sounds like a great deal.
We currently have a survey out on our website. And our website is very long. Please forgive me, but it's bartlesville.lib.ok.us. And you can also check us out on Facebook. Just search for Bartlesville Public Library.
Might be the better way to do it in the long
yes.
run.
We are taking a survey because we're getting ready to start a things collection. And you say, what is a things collection?
Hmm,
a things
thing
collection.
Thing one and thing two. Oh, no.
is a collection of things that you can check out from the library. And it's one of those things that libraries are now doing and partnering with the community. So if you want to check out a musical instrument and try it, or maybe have your child try it before they start band, we hope to have musical instruments. If you want to have a birthday party and you need that Mickey Mouse cake pan that you'll only need once, we hope to have that to check out for you. Or shredders, or there's a number of items that we're thinking of collecting, but that survey is just a short 5-question survey about what would you want to check out, so we can start with the right things.
Are the questions generally multiple guess, A, B, C, or D, or are they open-ended like shredder, or where you actually fill in the blank, what do you want to see the most?
There's all of the above. The first one is about 20 things. Would you check out these things? The next one is, if you could check out an instrument, what would it be? The next one is a tools question, because one of the favorite things that people check out is maybe a drill or a sander or something like that. What tool would you want to check out? And the last one is, fourth question is anything else. And the fifth question is, would you like to donate anything? And what do you have? And so we're going to get started.
So if you've got two clarinets, you could donate one or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, we would love that. And so we're going to get into the things collection business very soon, just because it's one of the things that libraries are now doing for their communities. And we want to do whatever we can to help our community.
It sounds like a worthwhile endeavor, and being responsive to the needs of the library patrons.
Love it. I love it. We just put up, we're very excited about just putting up 4 new gazebos and picnic tables at the library. If you haven't been by, there's even outlets right there beside them. So we see a lot of people come bring their book, their lunch, and hang out and read and eat or just talk on the phone. So if you need a hangout place, come check out our gazebos there at the library. They're a pretty relaxing place to be.
Sounds great. So, and why not check out a library book and use the time and the shade and the outlets from the gazebo all at the same time?
Yes, we love that. We have our last series of DNA genealogy classes that are kicking off right now, and we'll probably bring a couple more coming up. But in the area of genealogy, which has been very mainstream and not a lot of trendy things going on, mm-hmm. the newest thing is finding out where you come from with your DNA.
Yeah.
So we've had a six...
It takes it back to a college term paper I did way too many years ago. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But we had a series of 6 classes because it's not just something you can sit down and do and figure out easily. So Barbara Schaff came in and taught that series of classes, and they have been very, very well received and very attended. Mm-hmm. And so it's exciting to get in that new technology and figure out that new criteria.
Now, I know what the commercials on TV and radio say. It is kind of a eventual chromosomal genealogy type history thing where you do find out that you didn't know you were Scottish at all, but now you're 23% Scottish or whatever?
Yes, actually it is. You go and take that ancestry or that genealogy test from Ancestry.com or 23andMe or any of those, and when you download that data, that's when you get into, and now what does it mean? And so that's what Barbara was teaching, how to do that and how you interpret it. So it's not real simple, but she made it real simple, which is excellent.
Well, and of course, you can then take that same information to your MD, who will interpret as far as maybe some dietary recommendations for you based on that same gene pairing.
Great point. That is one of the best results of it as well.
So people sign up and bring their results and learn how to deal with it with you at the library.
Yes, we would love that. kind of the last thing I wanted to talk about on the library front is we are getting a new seating area this week on Thursday. Through a grant from Phillips, we are putting in a new seating area right outside of genealogy, actually, that is intended for kind of individual study or hangout or reading. And so there's not many quiet zones anymore in the library because it's becoming a more of a active space, but this will be a quiet zone that we're putting in, and we're very thankful for that grant.
Well, I can't tell you the number of times as a youngster I was shushed in the library.
Oh. There's less shushing now.
Less shushing.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, as long as we still get to basically find all the volumes we're looking for, whether they're in print or in ones and zeros.
Thank you. We sure enjoy serving our community, and hopefully we have what you need when you come.
Okay. Shelley McGill, among other things, the library director for the city of Bartlesville.
But not cemetery director.
And we'll leave HR to another topic. Totally.
That's it. We'll bring her back next week. She can talk about that. That's always exciting stuff.
It can be. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it can be. I think Shelley would agree. Sometimes it can be too exciting.
Yeah.
So, but Charlie, with the last... 7 minutes here or so. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd spend a little bit of time talking about the GO bond election.
Oh, yes.
And I mentioned GO bond election as if it's a certainty.
Well, cities are like school districts and other public bodies that there's always a need for bond funds. And I would say this from a news point of view, if you're not planning for one, I'd be surprised.
Well, we are almost always planning for the next one, in all honesty. It's a little bit like the budget. You wrap it up so that you can start planning the next year. There is always a demand for capital in a municipality. The city of Bartlesville has hundreds of miles of roads that we maintain. We have hundreds of miles of water line, sewer line. We have acres and acres of park land. So there is always a need for capital, and a big part of our capital plan comes through our GO bonds. There is no date set at this point in time. Everything I am about to say is essentially kind of what's being considered at this point in time, but I will give the caveat that it is all subject to council approval.
All right, which the council has not, to the best of my knowledge, publicly discussed it more than 5 minutes.
That's exactly it. We had a very brief presentation back, it's been months ago, we'll just say, and we kind of discussed options. Since that time, some committee work has been done on project lists and things of that nature, but the date that's being considered would be a March 6th election date. That would be March 6th, 2018. That's one of the dates. That's the more likely one, but certainly not the only one that could be.
A resolution to that effect would not be put before the council till at least December, possibly as late as January.
That's it. We would anticipate calling that election in January. So that, as you back into that, that means that the most important part of the GO bond is the list of projects and what's going to be included. That will happen in November. We don't have an exact date on that. There's still some studies that are out that are being considered for inclusion in this. So until all of those things come in, we won't know an exact date, but mid-November we should start the workshop process. It is a large list of projects. I can tell you that the last one that we looked at was around $30 million. But the reality is that there is always more than $100 million worth of projects at any given time that could be included on a GO bond or on a CIP sales tax. So it's an interesting process to narrow that down. Mm-hmm. There's capital, of course, there's equipment included in there, and there's lots of capital projects, streets, roads, parks projects.
The larger the dollar amount, the longer the timeline you get to consider things. On the other hand, that also means the more opportunity for all of your projections to change.
That's exactly right. So looking at probably, and as you said, these bonds will be issued over a period of time. In this instance, the window that we're looking at is issuing them between 3 and 5 years. That results in a dollar amount somewhere between $15 and $24 million. So that will... The number of years that we want to issue bonds over is controlled by the amount of money that we need to include in a bond issue, which is controlled by what are the priority projects and exactly what is the final list of that. So those three are always considered at the same time. You know, if we do this much, then it's this many years, and here's the projects we can include. So I expect all of those conversations to happen in November. It will be, we will have some workshops that, of course, are open to the public. The public is welcome to attend. At this point in time, the only public consideration of projects really has been through the park board and through the street committee. So the current list of projects includes, I'm not going to get the exact number
and this
right,
is a potential grocery list. It's not,
that's right.
Yeah.
This is a cafeteria list. So you've got the park board that recommended, I think it was around $9 million. The street committee, they had around $7 million worth of street projects. As you can see, we're already at $16 million just talking about those two. And there are other things that are out there. There is equipment and some basic facility needs that the city staff has recommended. And then, of course, the city council is free to recommend other projects that are outside of those lists. Mm-hmm. So all of those things come together, and that is the project list that the council will consider. We'll do some pretty detailed presentations on that. The smaller projects, they'll get a very high level, but then the more detailed projects that include, if there's an ongoing operating cost, we want to talk about that. And we want to make sure that we make decisions based on the life cycle of a project, not just the upfront cost. So all of those discussions will be happening in the next month, and we welcome the citizens to participate in those. The exact dates will be announced in the future, but nothing has been decided exactly at this point in time.
Just with the about a minute that we have left, it's not enough time to get into the sales tax report for the month, but I will mention we have had a few stores open at Silver Lake Village, which, if I do my mental math, that means that it would be the December report before we see any effect of that.
That's right. That's when we will start to track those. Of course, those are part of a TIF district, and so some of the sales tax that they generate will be reserved as part of that TIF. So we are noting down those opening dates because there's a certain time frame that the sales tax that comes off of them is. So we're tracking them as they come in, but I am extremely anxious and very hopeful for the results from that. It has been full every time I've driven past. It didn't matter whether it was two stores open or five stores open. It has been full.
And we have some more openings, and at least when we look at the restaurant pads, not that you get that much sales tax off the restaurants, but at least a couple of pads yet to be announced.
That's right. And those give some great options to our citizens. One of the things that they have that they really do want is they want more options for where to eat.
And if you haven't been in the new Hobby Lobby store, it is
phenomenal.
It is multiples of the square footage of the old one.
My wife came home and said, "I'm going to spend more money there," and she already spent a lot of money at the old place. So.
Well, again, Mike Bailey, Shelley McGill, thank you so much for providing a half hour for the content on this, and we expect to see the city manager back here sometime.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3.